if you haven't talked to your teen or your children that are around you right now about their bodies and what's appropriate and the talk, quote unquote, please take this time to pause this, remove them from the area, put on your headphones, and continue listening to today's episode. I'll wait. All right. The coast is clear. We are cool. The kids that need to hear this will hear this. You will hear this. I appreciate you. Welcome to Cozy Moon Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. And today, you see the title, is Abstinence a Realistic Approach? In 2025, is abstinence a realistic approach? Before you get into this conversation, you need to ask yourself, where is your teen's mind at right now? Talk to them. What are the things that you're thinking about? What are the things that you have questions about? Okay. Is the space that you're going to have this conversation with them a safe place? Right? Do they feel like they're going to get in trouble? Do they know they can get up and leave if they get uncomfortable? Are they comfortable? Do y'all have a snack? Do y'all have drinks? Are there any other people around? Are you on the phone? Is the TV on? Like, really focus in and have this conversation for real. Honest values. Talk to your child about what you value, what your expectation of them is, what they should value, what their standards are. Do they know what standards are, right? Did you even educate your child on their sexual health? If you did not have the sex talk with your teens, then you may want to have the sex talk with your teens first and then have this conversation, right? Is your child 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 years old, right? Those are their busiest years of socializing, getting to know people, having feelings for people, their bodies changing the most, and society looking at your child not as a child, right? And when I tell you educating your child on their sexual health, I'm talking about, did you talk to them about their feelings that they may have emotionally about sex? Did you talk to them about what happens during sex? What physically may go on during sex, right? Did you talk to your child about the implications of them being sexually active? What is the good that can happen? What is the bad that can happen? Are they ready for that? Are they responsible enough, right? And we as parents, as guardians, as grandparents, because I don't know who you're raising or why you have this teenager around, we have to help our kids critically think and make decisions during moments that they may have sex. You know, do you know this person that you're having sex with? How well do you know this person? Do you know their first and last name? Do you know their phone number? Do you know their parents' number? Do you know where they live? Do you know where they work? Do you know how they take care of their bodies? Do you know if they have any goals? Have they shown you that they have goals? Have you seen them pursue these goals? Do they have similar values and standards that you have about yourself? Because if you don't know those things, you do not know this person well enough to be sharing your body with them, right? That's critically thinking. Where are you guys going to have sex? Why do you feel like you need to have sex? Do you feel rushed to have sex with this person? Are they pressuring you to have sex? Are you comfortable with this person? Will other people be around when you have sex with this person? How do you know there's not cameras in the room, right? And it's just all these things. Is this person making you keep it a secret that you guys are going to have sex? Why does it have to be a secret? You know, it's all of these things that you need your child thinking about before they make these decisions, because, you know, making decisions with your body parts is so important because your life can change critically depending on what you do with your body. When you get in a car with someone that you don't know how well they drive, your life can change. When you decide to go into a store with someone that you don't know so well, your life can change. Because what if they plan on robbing the store and you had no idea, but you came in with them? Right? Or you drove with them, or they're supposed to drop you off and they stopped somewhere. Every decision that you make to be with someone in a space, in a room, in a car, in a store is a decision, right? So people have to critically think, who are these people that I am around? Who are these people that I share my thoughts with? Who are these people who know where I live? Who knows when I'm home, when my parents will be home, when we're not home? Who has a code to my house? Who do I share my passwords with? Like, all of these things involve critically thinking. And so help your child know what it is to critically think. Let them make decisions. Talk to them about why they made certain decisions. All of this can be within this conversation of abstinence. You know, what do you want for your future? How can you protect yourself to make sure that's the future you get? Maybe you don't need to be having sex right now. Maybe you can wait to have sex. And if the reality is, you know, you just have that child that probably won't wait to have sex, get to know who they're around. Get to know who they like. Tell them to invite that person over. Be direct with that person that they invite over. Get to know that person that they invite over, so they know, like, you're very much involved in your child's life. And ask your teen if they feel peer pressure to have sex. You know, why do they want to wait? What are the benefits on waiting? Do they feel safe? Do they know how to be assertive and kind? Do they know how to responsibly say no? Do they know when it's time for them to get up and leave? Do they know how to properly defend themselves? Do they know that they should not allow themselves to be alone in a house full of people who can do things to them and they're outnumbered? Do they know that if they go to a party with friends, they need to leave with those friends? And if they cannot leave with those friends, then they need to be able to call you or call a friend that you may have, if they don't want to call you, to come pick them up. Share your location before you go places. Always have your phone charged. And if you don't have your phone charged, don't leave until your phone is charged. Have a backup charger. Okay? If your child doesn't know how to be assertive and still be respectful, then they don't need to be going anywhere where they're alone. Because things can happen. Your child should not be walking to the store by themselves if they do not know how to defend themselves. If they do not know what to do in emergency situations. Your child should not be driving home late at night from a job if they don't know how to talk to police officers and they don't know what to do if they see a group of men or women around their vehicle. If they don't know how to maneuver through that, they shouldn't be around in a time where they have to maneuver through that by themselves. Show your teen what a respectful relationship looks like. That can be... I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam. And it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts and we talk. We critique. We give feedback. We support each other. And that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Or let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts, whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Page We On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right With Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shanbypodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. The movies, shows that can be through your own relationship that you have with who your partner is. That could be with your grandparents, their parents. That could be with other family members and friends. Good communication, like, mom, what is a respectful way to say this? If I'm having a problem with somebody that I really like, how do I tell them that I'm having a problem without sounding like I'm annoying? Like, have those conversations on how you communicate that. It's normal for your teen not to know. Some adults don't know how to talk to their partners about uncomfortable things. Is your teen mature enough to understand what they're up against when it comes to abstinence and how people might make them feel weird because they don't want to have sex, or people might make them feel like they're less than or they're being a baby because they don't want to have sex? How certain romantic relationships might not last because people may want to have sex and you don't want to have sex, and how you have to be so okay with what you want for yourself to be able to let that go, let that partner go, let that friend go. If they're pressuring you or they want you to come with them on a double date and it ended up where they're going back to their apartment and you don't want to go because you know where it's going to lead to. And if you say no and they decide not to be your friend, then so be it. But you have to really be able to stand 10 toes down on the what you want for yourself. If you want to wait until you're married, cool, do that. If you want to wait until you're 25, do that. If you're scared and you just don't want anybody touching your body or seeing you naked, that's your choice. That's your body. Nobody that wants to be around you, that deserves to be around you, should make you feel bad about not wanting to show your body naked, not wanting to send them pictures, not wanting to send them videos of you. Like, it's not a problem. Stand up for yourself. It's okay. So if you want to be abstinent, do that. Me personally, I already said it on previous episodes. First time I had sex, I was 17. It was prom. It was with my first boyfriend from high school, from a previous high school I went to. I trusted him. I knew his first, middle, last name, his phone number. I knew his dad. I knew his mom. I knew his sister. I knew where he lived at. I knew where he worked at. You know, I got to know him for a lot of years before I made that decision. And even when I made the decision, during the decision, I was just like, this is it? Oh, this is so boring. This is so overrated. You know, I kind of wished like I waited because it wasn't what everybody made it seem. It was like, you know, whatever. Glad I got that out the way. So again, your choice. You know, you have years to have the best, you know, sex that you will have in your adult life. Which is probably usually in your 20s. I think in your 30s, you get a bit more vocal about what you like and what you don't like, and people respect you for it. And you're always going to have people who are going to be like, well, I don't want to do that, or I'm not doing that. Or, and you get to choose to not deal with these people. But before you share your body with people as a teenager, you still get that choice. Do not let people take away your choice, and protect your body. Protect your mind and protect your heart, because there's going to be people that are going to hurt your feelings. There's going to be people that are going to disappoint you. It's all about how you deal with that and how you go through that to get to like your better days and your better moments so you can meet better people. But I think abstinence in a 2025 world is hard, but I think it is possible if you have your values and the things that you want to do as far as like your goals set up in the right space. And if you have great friendships and someone that you really care about and you like as a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and they're the right person, they shouldn't have a problem with that. Okay? So just talk and communicate with your teen and just see where their mind is at. And if they are having sex, the best ways to deal with that is to tell them everything they need to know. You know, this is what you do before you have sex. This is the conversation you need to have with them. Ask them for their my chart. Ask them, you know, if they always use condoms. Do you have condoms? Always have your own condoms. Have a clean body. Have proper hygiene. Do not take any pills. Do not drink when you're not supposed to drink. Do not have sex at a party with other people around. Be sure you're in a safe place and make sure it's in a important person, is somebody you trust and you value, and they're not going to basically blackmail you because of what you're choosing to do. And be safe every time. Be realistic every time. And if they don't want to have a conversation about if they tested themselves or the last time they got tested and they don't show you those results, that's your decision to make if you want to pursue that. But yeah, definitely your choice. Talk to your teen about it. You have to be a very disciplined person to tell a person no to that. I personally didn't feel any pressure to do it. I just wanted to do it just to get out of the way. That's why I did it. But it wasn't something where I'm just like, I'm hooked now. I need to do this all the time. It was nothing like that. It's just like my first tattoo. I got my first tattoo when I was 18. And I remember the guy doing my tattoo, and he was like, now, I bet you're going to be back here next week to get another tattoo. And I told him, no, I'm not. And I didn't go get another tattoo for like 2 years after my first one.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You know, and right now I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have 6 tattoos on me, you know, I'm 37, and I'm thinking about getting one more just because I want to, not because there's pressure. And that's my decision to make, just like your body is your decision to make, and you're going to have to live with that. So just make that decision wisely. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. I mean, I want to tell y'all to tell your teen something I want to tell mine. And I just want you to keep the discussion and the space open to your teenager about what they want to do with their lives and their bodies, because it matters. Thank you so much for checking out Closing Room Podcast. I appreciate you. If you would like to donate to this indie podcast, you can. I do not work with a network, but I do have a pod fam of other creators that we support each other. But every donation matters. I paused on the merch shop because I need to find another vendor. They've been stalling on shipping out things, and I don't want you guys to order and things get stuck in transit. So be patient with that for the time being. But if you wanted to support this show, please share the show, leave a review, share with more parents. I hope everybody has a great summer, because I know that's coming up for a lot of parents in the southern states. And be safe and make sure your kids know the rules of when you're at work in that house. And just be great. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. Peace.